This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is The Morning Run. Chuang Shaoning and myself, Shazana, in studio with you. We are taking a look at our highways because the lockdown measures and reduced mobility has had an adverse impact on highway toll operators across the country, with road usage declining by more than 50%.
So this has negatively impacted more than 30 toll highways in the country for operators like PLAS, Lytrac, Ecovest, IGM and ProLintas, which have seen reduced toll collections. So last week, the Minister of Works, Dato' Sri Fadila Yusof, was said to be in discussions with highway operators to look at renegotiating the concessions. With the economy under significant pressure, the government in April had postponed toll hikes for the four highways, costing it 2.5 billion ringgit. But of course, where do we go from here? Will the concessions have to be restructured, or will more drastic measures such as tapping capital markets or even nationalizing the highways be necessary?
So many questions. And for a perspective on this, we speak to transport consultant Rosli Azad. Rosli, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us today. How has the reduced mobility during the pandemic impacted highway operators? I mean, who would you say has been impacted the most?
Yeah, obviously, COVID-19 has reduced mobility across the whole country. So there'll be a reduction in the traffic on the highway for sure, in terms, especially for personal travel and all that. Whereas for logistic distributions, I think the traffic volume remained the same because we still need demand for goods and services and so on. So I think the most impacted would be for personal travel. A long distance, definitely, yeah, a lot of people can't travel. Interstate travel are impacted. Around the city areas, I think traffic volume, I noticed, have been reduced quite a lot. So inter-district travel due to COVID-19 has impacted on those highways around the city areas.
Now, although toll concessions have a long duration, do you see operators asking to renegotiate their concessions with the government?
No, I don't think so. Because, like you said, the concession is long, for about 30 years minimum. They have to take a dip in the traffic volume or income during this period, similar to other businesses throughout the country. Every sector of the economy has been affected by this. So I don't think it is right that they could go back to the government to renegotiate, whereas others can't do that. I don't think it's appropriate anyway.
But Rosli, these concessions are financed by bonds, where a key assumption is, of course, the daily traffic volumes. So do you expect more operators to risk defaulting on coupons and principal payments?
No, I don't think so. Because if you look at their profit and loss account throughout the years, toll concession companies are mainly profitable companies. So they have been making profit from day one. So I don't see any reason why they can't suddenly, using COVID-19 excuse as not to be able to honor their bond payment. I don't think so. Previous years' profitability should be able to cover whatever shortfall that they may experience now.
Rosli, toll increases are embedded in most concession agreements, but in the past, the government has chosen to absorb the cost. Can the government continue to afford it, or will it have to renegotiate a more viable long-term model?
Okay, there are so many versions to this. Inside the toll concession agreement, there are supposed to be increases depending on which particular concession. The standard one is that used to be an increase every 2 years, and then they extend it to 3 years. The value that I came across was 10% every 3 years, which is quite substantial for toll operators. When the government decided not to increase the rate, that means that rate are not going to be passed on to the motorists. The government worked out a formula whereby the government compensate them directly to each and everyone. They don't collect from the public, but they collect from the government. So it worked out to be similar. It's just using different formula.
Yeah, several operators are looking to form highway trusts to access capital markets. Is this viable?
No. Well, I wrote a paper and published in FMT some time back. My opinion then, and I think it still stands until today, that we shouldn't go for highway trust. It is something that the Malaysian public should not suffer more, because for the fact that when the government decided on two concessions, the government at that time didn't have the fund to build highways to cater for the traveling public as well as for logistics purposes. So the concession companies came in and put in the money, raised the fund and so on, built the highways. And for that, the government gave them the leeway operating it for 30 years and sometimes more than 30 years. Now, with highway trust, what many people don't understand is that that concession is going to be given to that specific company in perpetuity. That means it will continue. It will not end at 30 years. I don't think it's fair to the Malaysian public that throughout their lifetime, until they die, they have to continue to pay toll. I don't think that this should be done in this country. Highway trust should not be undertaken. The government should not allow highway trusts to operate in perpetuity, especially with the rate increase and so on. These are proposed by companies, concession holders, whose concessions are about to expire. So they have got like less than 6 years to collect toll. So now they are proposing, instead of just extending the concession period, perhaps they don't have a good reason to extend. The government also can't think of any reason for them to be extended. Politically, it doesn't make sense for the government to extend. So they came up with this idea to implement highway trust and rope in some government agencies to be partners in this highway trust so that they can continue to collect toll for the next many, many years, like I say, into perpetuity. So which is really not fair.
So if all else fails, do you see the nationalisation of our highways being inevitable? I mean, even the previous Pakatan Harapan government had offered to buy these highway concessions.
The issue is the government has to be firm on this, because it is an investment by the private sector to invest into highway building. Now, in the first place, when the highway is planned, the construction of the highway is undertaken by the same company who own the concession. So they make money from the construction of the highway, okay? 30% margin, 25% margin, whatever that you know they put in. So they make a profit. That's the first cut in highway building. Now, after they have made that profit, they walk away and then they continue to operate the highway. They collect the money on an investment that they have already made profit on. So in that respect, there got to be a limit in terms of timeline. How long is this investment going to be paid back in return? Normally, bankers will not fund a highway that goes more than 10 years. So the payback period is work out to be within the 10 years period. So whatever fund that you put in, you sink in, it has to be paid back within 7 years, 8 years maximum. So therefore, whatever that they have put in, they have already collected back and paid back the principal plus together with the interest and so on. So the balance of the concession period is just profit taking. So how fair is that? You know, you allow them to another 23 years, 22 years to simply collect the toll, and which is rising anyway. The toll rate is rising. The traffic volume is rising. So that is, to me, is not a fair system. But now I think the government should revisit that concession agreement and do away with all this 30 years agreement. You can operate, you can build a highway, operate it, and still become profitable under 15 years.
Rosli, thanks so much for weighing in on this matter. That was Rosli Azad, transport consultant, talking to us about how can we best maintain our highways?
Oh, it's a very complicated issue, I think, you know, because there's so many parties involved. There's the public, because we pay these tolls. There's the government that awards these concessions, but also has to balance the interests of the public and the concessionaires. And then, of course, there's the concessionaires. And behind that, once again, the bankers, right? Or the bondholders, if you ask me. Now, how do you make everybody agree is the big question mark.
The profitability of highway concessions can best be exemplified by looking at the owners or the people to whom these concessions were awarded to in the first place. And then you begin to realise how profitable and how lucrative it is.
Well, some of the owners are actually the government agencies. So like, for example, ProLintas is actually owned by PNB.
Correct.
Yeah. So, and a lot of the major shareholders of the highway concessionaires are government agencies. So the likes of EPF, PNB, Coop. Now, they also tend to be the holders of all the bonds, right? Which are raised to build these concessionaires, right? So everything is so intertwined, and it's going to be very difficult to create a new entity or a new legal structure to basically come up with the best model for tolls. But I think in the long run, we Malaysians should not be paying tolls forever and ever. Doesn't make sense.
That is the hope. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.